Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Gavin Universe podcast. And if you're new to the show, welcome, welcome. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm Vinny.
And I'm Kaylin.
And today, yeah, a little bit different again. You know, we got still got the birthday stuff set up.
Yep.
we got the AC going, so please bear with us. It's hot as hell here in Texas, literally. And yeah, I mean, I guess we can start by talking about the past 2 weeks. I mean, we had my birthday.
Celebrated a birthday.
We had my Dirty 30 birthday, and then we had Father's Day.
My first Father's Day.
My first 30-year-old birthday and my first Father's Day. So that was pretty awesome. I think both on my birthday and then both on my birthday and on Father's Day, we try to record this episode. And then we had a separate time where we try to record this episode. What the fuck, these fucking flies? I swear to God. This is the summer in the country in Texas, people.
Yeah.
It's been wasps and flies and mosquitoes and heat. And I'm going crazy. we got a newborn, and yeah, that's what we figured out is it's not as easy to record a podcast with a newborn, so hopefully we figured out a schedule now. That's why we're recording in during the day,
yes.
You know, on a random weekday, because yeah, we're still trying to figure that out. But yeah, just please bear with us, people, but we're back for now, you know, and what do you want to talk about first?
I think I want to get right into what's been stressing me the fuck out all day long.
Right? Which is?
Which is this submarine that is missing.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like blowing my mind, everything that's coming out about it. And frankly, it's quite like everyone's nightmare.
The missing Titanic submarine?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And how ironic, we just talked about the Titanic not a few episodes ago. Yeah. So if you want to check that out, go check that out, people. But yeah, I mean, what do we know about the submarine? So, if you're not aware, well, yeah, I mean, you're better at this. Can you,
right.
People
so
that don't know, can you catch them up?
Right. So this, this Ocean Gate, expeditions basically created this like pill-like, it's not even called a submarine. It's called a submersible, I think it is.
Yeah, like a PVC pipe submarine. I heard that from another show. So
basically, it was just so poorly made. And they went out on this expedition. So there's five people on board. The founder of Ocean Gate Expeditions, a Pakistani billionaire and his 19-year-old son, someone else who has served in the French Navy for a bunch of years, that has done expeditions to the Titanic shipwreck before. And then lastly is, I'm not too sure. I think he's like a millionaire billionaire, but he went to space last year with Jeff Bezos. And so, ironically, he went to space, and now here he is in this situation.
I could see that. Like, oh, I've been to space. Now I want to go to the bottom of the ocean. That's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah, it does sound pretty cool, but...
But, yeah, I mean, when you're in a PVC pill-shaped submarine where you literally have no room, like, there's probably, like, there's probably, like, less, like, how we're sitting. They're probably, like, you're like that with five other people.
Yeah.
So you're cramped up. Mm-hmm. It's basically basically you're in a car.
Yeah.
No standing room. You're in a small car. 2 miles deep down in the ocean,
mm-hmm.
to try to fly by and be like, oh yeah, we drove by, or you know,
can't even see the Titanic,
you know, did a swim by the Titanic. But yeah, there's no windows in the submarine, so it's like there's only like cameras on the outside. Like, honestly, this from a gamer's perspective, if you played the game Subnautica, this very much reminds me of like a Subnautica situation.
Scary.
Where it's like, yeah, it's scary and you're in the bottom of the ocean, you don't know where it's at. And then like in the game Subnautica, when you're like are the only survivor and then you go to look for the other submarine pods, which is essentially what you're trying to find it with these people, it's like you see the thing all wrecked and open and they're gone because it's like that's, you know.
Yeah.
In reality, that's most likely what happened to them. I mean, they either... you remember how many pounds of pressure is that deep?
6,000 PSI.
6,000 PSI. They're 2 miles down.
Yeah.
And the door of the submarine is bolted shut.
Yep.
So they couldn't even get out if they wanted to. And even if they could get out, they would instantly be crushed. Honestly, I think the submarine itself probably is already crushed like a soda can. I mean, I hope not, you know, but we got to...
Yeah,
just kind of
got to be real, people. Because this so-called submarine was only had one button. One button, and was powered and controlled by this knockoff Logitech PlayStation controller.
And I can see I know everyone's making fun of this controller that's controlling the submarine, but like the U.S. Navy actually uses some of their like vessels or whatever that they control. They actually use like Xbox controllers. So I can see where it would work there. But if you're going to use a knockoff PlayStation controller that you would have bought at Walmart for $30 10 years ago, like, you know, he apparently had backup controllers. which, like, if you really need that many backup controllers, like, yeah. He just went and just bought, like, 3 off of Amazon. Was like, yeah, these will work, you know?
I was going to say, maybe he forgot to charge the controller.
Right? I would have told him, like, yeah, you go first. I'll take the next ride.
Yeah. Like, you know? Like Mad Mike.
The Mad Mike? Yes. Mad Mike Hughes. Yes. Yeah, very off tangent. For those who don't know about Mad Mike, that's the guy that tried to build his own rocket to prove that the Earth was flat. And all it proved was, can't do that. Can't be that mental.
Literally.
Because the rocket went up and it went back down.
Yes. And so, speaking of dumb decisions.
So, I mean, he was flat at the end of the day. I don't know if the Earth was flat, but, you know. That dude was road pizza.
Road pizza. Like I was saying about making dumb decisions, another crazy like part that I thought, I guess money doesn't make you smart, because all these billionaires apparently signed a document waiver stating that they understood that this submersible was not approved or was looked over, didn't have any certifications, like, to even be able to go down there. It literally said that going down there could result in injury or death.
It says, yeah, not, like, if as soon as I heard not approved by any governing body or anything, I would have been like, you go first.
Yeah.
This guy is basically like this. This guy was trying to advertise that he was like a Six Flags ride when he really was one of those fucking carny circus rides. The ones you see where they're freaking, the ones you see those TikTok videos where there's people on those freaking rides that they just pop up in a parking lot and it's all shaking and stuff. Like, they're going to wake up with Jack in the dining hall of the Titanic tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, at least they'll have a good afterlife.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Crazy stuff, people. I know.
I've been excited for these baby facts.
Yeah. So we'll go ahead and get right into them. Nice. Do you want to read them one after the other, or do you just, how do you want to do it?
Well, you just read them one after another.
Okay. So this is going to be the most interesting, and was the most interesting to me, because we've literally seen this play out. Infants first recognize the color red. So some experts suggest newborns can only see black, white, and gray, while others suggest that they can see different hues, but they're incredibly blurry, of course. However, the first color infants recognize is red. The last colors are blue and purple. But we know with these red lights, and even the other day when I was wearing a red shirt, she loves, like, staring at the red light, and even this balloon, this birthday balloon. Like, she's definitely already recognizing the color red. She's ahead of her class already. Yes.
She would literally be like, we're holding her, and she's, you know, a little cranky, and we know that if we, like, walk this way towards the red light, it'll get her attention, and she'll just, like, immediately stop. It's really crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Okay, so the next one, they have no kneecaps?
Yeah.
Yes, you heard that right. Babies are, in fact, born without any kneecaps. They have a structure made of cartilage that resembles a kneecap. They don't fully develop until around 6 months of age. That makes me scared to touch her knees.
Right? Yes.
Because it's like, I feel like they're not even stable.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing, too. I wonder, like, wouldn't it be easier if babies just, like, came out, like, fully developed, like, you know, with kneecaps and no soft spots and stuff?
Right.
But then again, you think, like, I guess, you know, going way back to when whoever decided, like, a baby can only stay in the body for 9 months, I guess, because after that it becomes dangerous, because,
like, whoever decided, like, God,
whoever decided,
like, God, the aliens, evolution, I don't know, whichever one decided.
Yeah, someone one day just said only 9 months tops.
Yes.
But
yeah, because, oh yeah, go ahead.
No, that's just what all I was gonna say. But then again, I guess it would be more dangerous, because can you imagine, like, you know, last time she went to the doctor, she's 9 pounds, probably a little over 9 by now. So can you imagine her, that inside? I hold her and I'm like, okay, you wouldn't fit inside my stomach. So
yeah.
She only gets big.
Yeah, can you? Because yeah, that would rip your vagina going out. Like, you'd definitely have some mud flaps on the first baby. But did you know? Like, I mean, they've done some dark things to deliver babies. In, you know, in history, if you go back in the history, like, there used to be, like, I think we've talked about this in the show before, like, that mini chainsaw thing that they had. They would literally just cut the woman's vag open
so they can
get the baby out. They're like, oh, you're fine.
Yeah.
Like, they...
Before science and people,
yeah,
you
like,
know,
before
realized...
I would say before actual C-sections, that's how they did C-sections, was the vagina saw.
Ouch.
The vagina chainsaw. That's, they would just cut a big old...
Like, when you couldn't push
they would just
it.
Cut your hole open as big enough as they could to get the baby out. And they're like, okay... Now you're ruining the rest of your life, but hey, you did your duty. You delivered the baby.
Oh my God! And I thought having a C-section was bad.
You gotta
be thankful.
No matter how hard things get, you gotta be thankful we live in 2023. Because if you were delivering that baby in, you know, the 17th century, you'd have a giant hole. where your hole used to be.
Right. But I wonder how many people back then were like, instead of doing it down there, can't you just do it here? And then somebody was like, oh, wait, yeah, we can.
Right. But then, yeah, because then imagine when they started like trying that out. Imagine how many botched, you know, C-sections they had to go through to get it right, to like figure it out.
Yes, because I mean, I'm thankful that I know I'm pretty sure there's probably women out there that are battling with like ugly C-section scars. I'm thankful that mine was very, very small and thin and healed perfectly. Like, I feel like you can barely see it.
Yeah, it's the only thing your doctor did right was makes me think she's done way more C-sections than she's done actual natural births, which, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why do you have more experience with C-sections? You know, did you botch that many deliveries, or is it just like you prefer that? And if you preferred that, you should have just said it to begin with.
Exactly.
Don't get me started with that.
I know. Anyway. Let's move on.
Yeah. So you know your baby's, your baby knows your taste in music. Oh, no, I skipped that one.
Yeah, you did.
Well, here, then you'll read that one. But just don't read that because that's a typo right there.
I was like, what?
The plus W5QW45. That's nice. That's the message. Your baby knows your taste in music. Research has determined that your baby recognizes your taste in music from around 4 months into your pregnancy. Your baby is able to hear sounds and music. So you might find the music you played frequently during your pregnancy can help calm the baby after delivery.
And metal music.
Literally, she was crying the other day, and I was changing her, and I literally put a song on, freaking, I think it was like Widower by Make Them Suffer. And she's literally, and I have it on the lyric mode where it's like the lyrics are playing, so she's just staring at the screen, listening to all this screaming, and like, you know, I love that like piano sound effect. Like my metal, I love metal that has like a symphonic like groove to it, you know, with like pianos and like symphony choirs and like trumpets or whatever, you know. Apocalyptica. I don't know if you ever heard of them, but stuff like that, like violins and stuff. I like that type of metal music because when you clash those two genres, it's so awesome. And apparently she likes it too.
Yeah.
So, Harry Styles.
I also add, she loves Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What was that other one? So babies born in May are the heaviest.
Yeah.
Oh. Most people assume that babies born in January will be the heaviest because of all the feasting over Christmas and New Year's. But research has shown that babies during the month of May are the heaviest, weighing around 200 grams more than babies born in any other month of the year.
Yeah, it's basically around her time, too, and her delivery date. Yeah, it was in May. So it's like, that makes sense with her.
She still counts.
She does. She's the big chungus.
Yeah, she is. She's the chunky baby.
Yeah, she's the grimace. Yeah. The grimby baby. We need to talk about that, how my birthday was overshadowed by Grimace. All right? Why is it, there's a Grimace meal for Grimace's birthday. Why is there no Vinny meal? Why is there no Cave-In meal at McDonald's? Calling you out, McDonald's. I'm going to sell some Big Macs. You put a Cave-In meal, right? Not Grimace.
Who cares about Grimace?
Who cares about old Grimace, all right? No, I'm just kidding.
I've been hearing terrible things about that shake, by the way.
It looks good. I think that's why it looks good, but I don't think it can't taste good.
It can't taste good, and majority of people that have tried it have said that they are basically shitting their guts out.
Makes sense.
I'm assuming because of the color. You know, I know it's berry, but that's a little too purple just to be berry.
Got the Grimby poops.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. His birthday was the day after mine, and everybody talking about Grimace.
No one's talking about Vinny.
Babies can swallow and breathe at the same time. Have you ever noticed when feeding your baby that they can drink the bottle without stopping? This is because your baby has a unique ability to swallow and breathe at the same time until around 7 months of age. If your baby gets cold or a blocked nose, they lose this unique ability, which is why they can get so miserable and refuse to feed during this time period.
Oh, is that why she's like...
Yeah, she like... it's like... I wonder how she does that, if like she's really taking a break or she's just like holding the liquid. Mm-hmm. While she's breathing, but that's...
Well, I think according to the doctor,
superpowers,
they do,
man.
Yeah, I think according to the doctor, she said that babies do like a they suck two or three times, and then they'll swallow it, and then like wait a second. So that's really interesting.
That just, I mean, yeah, this is cool how like just naturally know to do that.
Yeah,
just like all the things that she already knows how to do, just fresh out the womb. I mean, like I said, that's instinct and evolution and stuff. But it merely makes you wonder if like, you know. Like I said, evolution is the answer to how,
right?
Not why.
Yeah.
That's just crazy to think about.
Yeah, I wondered that too. Like, how is she just born to, like, know these things?
We're an alien ant form, man.
Yeah.
Is this your turn?
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, they like to face right. Only 15% of newborns prefer to turn their head left when lying on their back. It seems to be related to a gene like having dimples. This bias lasts for a few months, and it may explain why more people are right-handed, too.
Hmm. Interesting.
That is interesting.
I'm left-handed, so.
Yeah. We'll have to wait and see if she's.
Zapper for this fly.
We'll have to wait and see if she's left-handed or right-handed.
Prepared. Prepared this time.
You know.
What?
We'll have to see if our baby's left-handed or right-handed.
I hope she's left-handed like me.
What if she's ambidextrous? That could be even better.
Yeah, but I think that's like more of a learned trait. Like you have to be taught to be ambidextrous. Ambien. You have to be taught to be on Ambien.
Oh my god. Amazing taste. Babies have babies have about 30,000 taste buds when they're born. This is three times as many as adults. This is accounted for the baby having taste buds not only on their tongue but also on the sides and roofs of their mouth as well as the tonsils in the back of their throat. Despite this, they apparently can't taste salt until they're about 4 months old. Why should a baby be having salt before 4 months?
No, but I know, right? I added this too because, like, yeah, that just goes into this. Oh, yeah, because the ninth fact isn't, there's no explanation, but it goes into that one. That, yeah.
Okay.
Their taste buds only recognize sweet and sour, not salty. But, like, yeah, you would just think with those 30,000 taste buds that they would recognize that. It just, that's weird.
Right.
Yeah. How do you have 30,000 taste buds, but yet you're only going to be drinking milk for the first, like, year or so, or right? 6 months?
You can have so many other options.
Now he's hiding. He knows. He knows.
But,
oh, there he is. Ah, you.
Oh.
I swear to God. Driving me crazy, people. Babies are born with the ability to swim. Newborns naturally hold their breath underwater and even splash about with their arms and legs. If you take a baby to swimming classes, you can see this in action. But we kind of already, I've seen like videos and stuff about that.
Oh, yeah,
you
know, they just dump them in the water.
Yeah, I don't like that, though. It's like, yeah, like there was one where the instructor's in the pool and the baby's on the side and she's like getting her attention. The baby's looking and she just, just fucking chunks them in the water.
They claim they have to be that rough, but okay.
Yeah, it's like shit.
Yeah, I'd be like, dude, watch out with my fucking baby.
Yeah, but yeah, because I mean, I guess it does make sense because yeah, you would think the baby would freak out and cry, but no, they just naturally like
yeah
know how to be buoyant and stuff. Right. That's yeah. Cool.
Not me. I don't know how to swim.
So Delilah has more bones and or taste buds and bones. So your baby is born with about 300 bones. As she grows, many of these will get harder and some will fuse together.
Oh, so it'll get so by fusing, it just becomes
like one bone.
Ah, yeah. That's interesting. Let's see. Tone readers. Baby can recognize the tone of your voice and respond to it appropriately. So even if you're saying something nice with a smile on your face, if the tone is angry, they will react to the anger.
Wow.
Oh man.
Yeah. She definitely knows her tones.
Does.
Yeah. Or morning tones. Maybe that's why she's more like cranky in the mornings. She knows we're cranky too, so yes. It just rubs off on her.
All three of us. We're just
three crankies.
Yes. Are the cranky family.
The cranky family. So holy crap, literally. From birth to being body trained, your child will go through roughly about 8,000 diaper changes. I think she's already been through about 8,000 diaper changes.
I was going to say that. It feels like 8,000.
Because we're extra with the diaper changes, you know. That's why I was like, you know, thankfully, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we haven't had to deal with like diaper rash or baby rash. But mm-hmm. It's like, then I think to myself, I don't think, like, again, knock on wood, we don't have to deal with that because we change her so frequently. Like,
immediately.
We don't mind changing her, like, yeah, right after, or, you know, even if after she wakes up from a nap, we change her even if there's nothing there, which
right.
Most of the time is pee or something.
Right.
But it's like, yeah, I mean, there's, not to talk shit, but there's parents out there that leave their baby in a poopy diaper for like all night and stuff. And it's like,
that's
how you get diaper rash.
I couldn't do that. Yeah. Even with her night feedings, when she wakes up to eat in the middle of the night, like I have to change her diaper. Because
yeah.
I physically could not go to sleep because it's like, would you like to be sitting in shit and go back to sleep?
Exactly.
I don't think so.
And then even the, letting babies cry it out, like even, you know, our doctor and stuff have said like, oh yeah, you can let them, you know, cry it out a little bit, but it's like, I find that hard to do too.
Yes.
It's like I told you, it's like this instinct in our brains. It's like this ringing, this thing, or, you know, gear in our brain that when we hear her crying, like, we have to try to help her to make it stop. I don't know how you can just kind of just sit there and listen to it and not want to help.
I can't.
Or not want to, like, you know.
I can't. Even no matter how hard I try, it lasts about 10, 15 seconds, and I'm like, no, I have to go.
Yeah.
I have to go stop this.
Because there's been times where we've tried changing her. We've, you know, fed her. We've given her the binky. We've held her. We've burped her. Done everything, and she's still upset and crying, and we're like, okay, let's just try that cried out thing. Let's lay it down. And then, like you said, 15 seconds later, you turn around and, like, I'm holding her, or, like, I turn around and you're holding her. We're like, we kind of laugh at each other now. Yeah. Like, yeah, we can't do it.
Can't.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I think this is the last one.
A baby is born on its predicted due date only about 4% of the time.
I wish I knew this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We thought we were going to have a May 11th baby. But no, it didn't turn out that way. Like that.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. Like, what's the point of a due date if it literally only works out 4% of the time?
Yeah.
It should give you, like, a due week. Or, like, a due week.
Or they should have told me, like, she might come sometime in May, but even at that, she didn't. She came in April.
So. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Uh-huh. But that's interesting. That was a good one, too.
To get back in the facts, yeah. Yeah. Right? Right?
Yes.
Maybe next time we'll do some facts about the Titanic, this submarine or something.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
About the Titan.
No. What else do we got going on today? I mean, what we got going on with us? I mean, I was going to talk about, you know, do our little part where we talk about our personal stuff, but we kind of already did my birthday, Father's Day.
Right.
Talked about the baby.
Yep.
You know, this is where you send in your questions, people. CavenUniverse@gmail.com. You can also message us on any social media, and we'll answer your questions during this part of the show right before we get into real reactions. But yeah, we had fun on my birthday, and Father's Day. Really enjoyed my brother come in. We played it wasn't like giant beer pong, but it was like floor beer pong, like, you know, the little
right,
like, yeah,
and
like,
it had big balls and big cups.
Yeah, that was fun. We saw the Mario movie. What did you think about the Mario movie?
I think it was good, but it was definitely made for kids.
That's what I was thinking, too. Like, I really liked it, but it was definitely, yeah, you could tell it was a kid's movie,
yeah.
which is not too disappointing because, you know, like I even mentioned before, like, we can always watch it again with, you know, Delilah when she gets older.
Yeah.
And there definitely were some nostalgic, you know, people or nostalgic moments in the Mario movie for, like, millennials and, like, Gen X's and stuff, like the, you know, all the sound effects and stuff.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Yeah, like, even, like, Luigi having the GameCube ringtone. Like, I found that was, like, the coolest, like, I don't know, kind of Easter egg for me because, like, I GameCube growing up, I think I was, like, 8 years old when GameCube came out. And that was, like, when I was, like, old enough to have my own system.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up playing, like, my brother's, you know, Nintendo, my brother's Sega, my brother's PlayStation. But GameCube was, like, the first system that, like, I was old enough to have on my own.
Right.
So, I'm always going to have a love for GameCube.
Yeah.
Like, that system is just amazing. And Luigi, that was his breakout system with Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah.
Such a great game.
That's like you weren't a tablet kid, you were a GameCube
kid. I was a GameCube kid, yeah. Oh!
Oh my god. Literally, okay, how about, let's pick a path that literally is centered with the
That literally
tree.
Just made my whole face hurt. This guy is, yeah, going down a hill or, you know, a path, yeah, a bike path
in front
the forest,
of a tree trunk.
Directly. Oh!
Oh, man, definitely broke his face, broke his nose, broke it all.
Poor Look, guy.
It was some tree hugging. That's a tree hugger.
That's a tree hugger right there. Oh. Hopefully he just, like, hurt his shoulder. I didn't think. Was he wearing a helmet?
I don't know.
Oh, at least he was wearing a helmet.
Yeah, he is.
Good
but
on you.
The helmet doesn't protect your face.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he needs to, then that's more like a dirt bike, right? That's not like a...
No, that's a bike. That's like a mountain bike.
Oh, mountain bike. Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
With the thick tires and stuff.
Yes, thick tires. Yeah, you read my mind.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, what's this?
Hey, Dana, check this out.
Papa, what are you doing? Oh, my God, it's coming off.
No, no,
it's not.
No,
it's not. No, it's coming off.
Oh my god.
My boy looks
Dragon
like Goku.
Ball.
This guy literally, I don't know what he thought he was doing. He thought he was like joking or like it wasn't going to work and he was going to prank his girlfriend with shaving his eyebrows off, but he ends up really shaving his eyebrows off.
Did he think he had like a guard or something? What's
I think
going
so.
On?
And you see the hair fall right there. Yeah. Isn't it weird? Isn't it weird how just a little bit of hair above our eyebrows, I mean above our eyes, right, which makes our eyebrows, how that makes such a difference in our appearance.
That's very true.
It's like, is it just because society, like how we're used to things like cigarettes? I was thinking about today when I was taking a shit. I was like, isn't it crazy how society just flipped? Like, you used to smoke, you'd be able to smoke cigarettes everywhere in the car. People had ashtrays be taken out. You would be smoking a cigarette inside the car and somebody would try to roll down the window and be like, hey man, roll the window up. Yeah, like, you know, like, right. And then it was just fine, like hotboxing cigarette smoke in the car. McDonald's used to have ashtrays. There were smoking sections in restaurants. There's smoking sections in hotels. Like, there, you could just be able go to the mall and smoke, like,
yeah.
And then just society just flips. Is that the thing with eyebrows too? It's just like, if we evolved with no eyebrows, then it wouldn't be nothing.
That's very true.
You know, same thing with like our mustache. Like, how is it okay to have, like, when you have like a beard or a mustache, like you have a, you know, soul patch, I guess what it's right. called, right here on your lip. But then if I had just a little bit of hair on this side and a little bit of hair on that side, it'd look weird.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And it's... speaking of your mustache and beard, like, people shave their mustaches and beards all the time. So why is it weird that you shave your eyebrows Whoa. When it's not weird when you shave?
We should start a trend. Let's shave our eyebrows right now.
I will not. That's all you. That's all you. I'll support you whatever you do.
I shave my eyebrows, you'd support me?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. But then there's people with, like, you know, alopecia and stuff that, like, can't grow. But see, I guess it, like, does, is it, like, offset if you have other hairs? Because, like, we know people that have alopecia, and it just, if you're just, like, you know, if you don't have anywhere, then it just looks normal, too.
It does. It's weird. Yeah. Yes, that's, okay, yeah, right. That's true.
Yeah.
No leg hair, no eyebrows, yeah. No hair on your head.
Then there's people that got the nostropecia. They can't grow hair in their nostrils. They got the nostropecia.
I wish I had that.
That's a Drake and Josh reference. Like, two people probably got that.
I hate
those hair. Ew. Oh! Oh!
Parkour.
Parkour. At least that wasn't that bad of a fall, but these people that do these parkour things, like, you're trying to do a backflip on a ledge that's, you know...
Was he trying to land on the ledge again?
I think so, yeah. Trying to do a backflip on a ledge that's, you know, 2 foot wide. And, you know, luckily he was... Looks like he was maybe, like, 20, 30 feet up in the air. But there's people yeah. that do that, like, on skyscrapers and shit. That shit... Oh, that makes, like, I'm not afraid of heights, but when it involves something that, like, I'm not afraid of heights, but there's a level of danger where you have to, like, tell yourself, like, yeah, I could die.
Right.
Like, you know, if I'm on top of a ladder and stuff, and it's like, you know, well, you know, knock on wood, because you could technically, you know, fall, break your neck or something. Yeah. But it's like, you know, there's a certain level of height where you're like, no, like, if I fuck up, I will die.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And how do people just... fine.
Yeah. I think maybe he still has some of those baby instincts because he's over here leaning more to the left. Because, like, how did you even, like, he's like, oh.
No! He walked to the left.
And then that's adrenaline.
And
right
the adrenaline trying
right
to play it
up.
Off. Because he starts talking. He's like, oh, yeah, that's good.
And not to mention, he has a friend filming and a friend watching. So he's probably embarrassed as shit.
Yes.
He probably was like, oh, I can do this.
That's always the worst when, like, if somebody's watching and you're trying to play it off for them. And it's yes. like, that's, like, sad. Like,
yeah,
there's sometimes
where. Like, no, dude, like, if you're hurt, just say so.
Like, okay, if you see somebody, like, walking at the store, like, walking at the mall or something, and they happen to slip and fall, do you help them? Like, my
it depends on who it is.
Like, you want to help because, you know, you're a nice person, so you want to help. But there's been times where I've seen people fall, and I've clearly pretended not to look just so they don't get embarrassed.
Right.
You ever done that?
I have.
Like, I don't want you to feel, like, I want to help, but I know you're okay. So, like, I'm just going to pretend like I didn't see that. So, like I said, I always have a tendency of making other people try to feel good about themselves and
right.
stuff when it's like, yeah.
It's but like, you don't want the secondhand embarrassment.
The secondhand embarrassment, right. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, I'm just going to pretend I didn't see that. I'll be like, oh. Oh my god.
Just continue on.
The leaning to the left.
More than that.
You want to smell me?
Where? It smells like shit.
Cognac.
Yeah, it smells
that
like
cognac.
It smells like cock.
That's all I could
That's
drink.
What it smells like.
You're gonna
smell like cock yak.
Are you gonna try?
Oh my god. This entitled bitch.
I know, literally. You see, this is like some, I assume this is like live PD, like that's right? why they're like filming it like this, but right. you see so many of these videos, like I have seen so many different scenarios, and you know, you get these girls that are so drunk, they don't even like give a shit, and they're like pissing everywhere. There was one I saw, yes. she's pissing on herself. This one is fucking being the fucking stupid bitch.
Yes, it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, this last one.
I know she got kidnapped when she was young, and that's part of the reason that she's the way she is. She's got PTSD or whatever, post-traumatic Down syndrome.
Down syndrome. I'm tripping. What is this?
I think this is that
post-traumatic Down syndrome. She ain't got Down syndrome.
That's
traumatic Down syndrome.
She ain't got Down syndrome. I'm tripping. No, I think this is from that show with like those kids that are like pregnant, like teen pregnancy and shit. Because obviously he don't even know what he's talking about. But she got kidnapped, post traumatic Down syndrome.
Yeah, we didn't make that a sound on our show.
Traumatic Down syndrome.
Oh gosh, a good one to end on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we gotta. Finish up here because we had to cut back. I don't know if you can tell that transition we had to do. Our baby was already waking up.
Yep.
And
this is our lives now.
This is our life now, people. So we hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to see more, of course, there's Patreon, patreon.com/caveinuniverse. We'll save all the plugs for the post credit scene. So they're hitting our music. Anything else you want to say?
Rip to the Titan.
Rip to the Titan. Before we actually go, is there helium in these balloons?
Yes, there is.
Well, this has been up for a couple weeks, so I think it's time to put the decoration down. I like to stick the decorations, have them up for a little bit.
Yeah.
You ever tried helium?
No.
Try it.
Oh, I'm scared. Does it taste funny? How long does the squeaky voice last? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
See, it's not even that bad.
Oh, my God.
Just a little bit. You ever tried this?
No.
Take a hit of that helium.
I'm scared.
Take a hit of that helium. See, my voice is already coming back.
How do I know that it works?
Holy shit. Oh, my God. Yeah, mine too. I want to do it again.
You're getting addicted to the helium.
Love you, baby.
I get a lot more.
I love you, baby.
That's weird. It's like where you
pop another one. Oh, oh wait.
Did it just like lag? Yes. It just like, okay, why am I getting a headache? I think it's a placebo.
Well, yeah, you might get lightheaded a little bit.
Oh.
You want to try another one?
Yeah.
Here, grab that.
Okay. Why did that just show up at the very end? I got it. It's open.
Hello?
You didn't take a lot, but oh yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
This is so cool.
Right? I can't believe
it. Addicted to sucking balloons.
I can't believe you've never done this before.
Okay, now the back of my head is starting to hurt.
All right, last hit. Whoa, see, it's like comes on and off.
Yeah, that is weird.
All right, can't do this anymore. You're gonna be like that guy drinking the diesel.
Why did I just suck it in?
Like I'm smoking a cigarette or something.
You're gonna take a hit and tell people like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe, people.
Yeah.